it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Okay, think about this. Someone buys a piece of art from you, directly from you. You're about to hand it over, and then you stop and you wonder, hey, maybe I should be giving them something else in addition to my art. You can consider any of the following six items to hand over with each sales transaction. 1, a receipt of sale. Of course, if they buy from you, of course you're going to give them a receipt. 2, your business card. 3, a brochure of your art if you have one. 4, instructions on caring for the art, which is especially important if it's difficult to care for your art or if it requires any really special needs. 5, a copyright notice. And 6, if needed, a certificate of authenticity. The 5th item on this list, the copyright notice, is really important. Most buyers are not going to know or may not understand that you retain copyright. Or they may not even know what that means, that you retain copyright. Use gentle wording. While you own the artwork, please be aware that I retain copyright to the image. This means blah, blah, blah. That should do it. This is a lot nicer than, warning, the artist retains copyright. You may not duplicate this work in any form without consulting the artist first! ! Note that the copyright notice can be combined with the certificate of authenticity. You shouldn't give your buyers, upon purchase, anything more than these 6 items, than the receipt, your business card, a brochure, instructions on caring, the copyright notice, and the certificate of authenticity. Why? Because you want to save other items to send later. You'll need to follow up regularly in order to keep your name in front of your collector. So think about that. Don't put everything out there on the table. Start by sending a thank you note. Send the thank you note in the mail within a week of the sale. You can't be assured that an email is going to get through to the recipient, but you can be 100% positive that a handwritten note will be appreciated and will stand out. Then, every few months, send your collector something else in the mail. Send them articles about you, about your art, about collecting. Send them articles about something you know is of interest to them. Say, I couldn't help thinking of you when I saw this. Of course, this can also be sent via email, but you should mix it up a little bit. You can also send them changes in your contact information, invitations to events, gallery openings, teleclasses, etc., newsletters, announcements of awards you've received, postcards from your art travels. Mix it up, send part of them email, part of them regular mail, and you'll be keeping your name in front of them. Final word. Don't show your entire hand. Give your buyers only what they need at the time of the sales transaction and save the rest for following up at a future date. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com. Subscribe to the free Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.